Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The 28th of Rajab this year is a greater reminder than all previous years that the return of the Khilafah, Caliphate, is an urgent necessity. The anniversary of the fall of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the 28th of Rajab comes this year and has a more memorable impact than the years that preceded it. It comes with the wound of Palestine flowing with more blood than ever before, reminding us that the issue of the loss of Palestine was and still is closely linked to the fall of the Khilafah. Since the Khilafah was destroyed on the 28th of Rajab in the year 1342 AH, since that day Palestine has been under direct colonial occupation and no one has liberated it from the countries created by Sykes and Pico. Indeed, the Gaza war this year points its finger at the Islamic Ummah, asking, why did you not support us? And the Islamic Ummah looks at itself, is puzzled, and asks, why were we not able to support them? The answer is that the Islamic Ummah is not free, but rather a prisoner of Sykes-Picot borders agreement. The reality of Muslim countries is that they are a prisoner of their people. It is a reality that cannot be escaped from. And whoever crosses it enters the malicious cycle that feeds itself. A prisoner cannot free another prisoner. The Gaza war today is the strongest evidence that the Khilafah is an urgent need for the Islamic Ummah, as it is capable of gathering the forces of the Muslim peoples and allocate them to where they should be. It is not permissible for it to fail in supporting the Muslims. Let us remember that the blessed land of Palestine has always received victory from all Muslims since the mission of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hearts of Muslims have longed for the blessed land as it is the first of the two qiblas, the land of the night journey and ascension, the land of Ribat, the land of resurrection, the battlefield of the Mujahideen, and the best record of the victory of Islam. Therefore, in this hour, the hour of difficulty, and with the anniversary of the destruction of the Khilafah, we call on the Islamic Ummah to work to establish the Khilafah, remembering the stark truth that Palestine was given to the Zionists when the Khilafah was destroyed, and it will not return except with the return of the Khilafah. This is enough reason for the Islamic Ummah to work with seriousness and intentional to restore it. To the people of power and protection, we say, O soldiers in the Muslim armies, the Ummah's calling on you, so where is your chivalry? It gave you its sons as soldiers at your disposal and bought you weapons with its money, and today it is screaming with a full mouth, where are you, O Muslim armies? Will you support it out of kindness to it and loyalty to your deen? O soldiers in the Muslim armies, do not wait for military mobilization orders to come from the rulers, for they have imbibed treason in their hearts until they have become the definition of treason. Do not wait for the approval of the West, as it is keen to keep you in the barracks and for you not to move unless it wants to use you to kill your families and destroy your homes. Rather, rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, who has strengthened his soldiers, and on the Islamic Ummah, who has been and still is supporting you with money and lives. To the media, opinion makers, and those with pulpits, pens, and platforms, have you not understood it yet? There are two inevitable truths. Palestine was lost when the Khilafah was lost, and Sykes-Picot borders are a large prison designed to imprison Muslims. Therefore, no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you search, and no matter how much you experiment, these two truths are the two chains that shackles the Islamic Ummah to the ground and prevent its revival. These two chains were created in the corridors of the colonialist Kafir West, and therefore you see that the West is most keen on preserving these two facts. Western politicians and their media forbid the presenting of the Khilafah as a political system and are fiercely hostile to its foundations, such as Sharia law, jihad, and Islamic life. West is also prepared to recognize the most corrupt rulers and regimes in Muslim countries and to overlook their crimes and even protect them from accountability, as long as they preserve Sykes-Picot borders and its geopolitical function, which is to colonize and divide Muslim countries. Therefore, you have a great task, which is to raise awareness of public opinion in the Islamic Ummah and correct its compass towards working to restore the Khilafah by demanding that the people of Nusra, material support, take action, rid the countries of Sykes-Picot and establish the Khilafah. So do your part and remind people that the blessed land of Palestine was lost when the Khilafah was lost, and that the Sykes-Picot Agreement is a large prison designed to imprison Muslims. To the entire Islamic Ummah, O Muslims, there's no doubt that blood boils in your veins as you watch the killing of the people of Gaza and their abandonment by the rulers. This is intentional, as they want to make you feel helpless so that you think there is no solution. But the truth is that the solution exists, and it begins with your calls that you called this time, which are, where are you, Muslim armies? Open the borders for us. In fact, the solution begins with the Muslim armies moving, removing the treacherous rulers, and returning the second blow to the Jewish entity after it has received the first blow from the people of Gaza. Such a move can only succeed by breaking down the gates of the Sykes-Picot prison and abolishing the borders between Muslim countries so that they can all go to support the blessed land of Palestine. And this is something that only armies in Muslim countries can do, because they are the people of power and protection. They are the actual people of Nusra. Indeed, establishing the Khilafah is an urgent need for the Islamic Ummah. It can only be achieved by the Muslim armies, as they are capable of supporting Gaza, and they are also capable of establishing the Khilafah. So hasten to the serious work immediately to establish the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلِيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth, just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion, which He has preferred for them, and that He will surely substitute for them after their fear security, for they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. But whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient. An-Nur 55. Engineer Salah ad-Din Adada, Director of the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.